Pat got a good heart. He got a good heart. I don't doubt that at all. Pat, he manipulate God's word. He's just with me. Let me show you. Let me good now. He's in context, the footprint of chapter 3. Scripture I gave you, verse 13 through 15. He's in context, use 1 Corinthians chapter 9, where Paul talking about how the church should take care of the pastors and our preachers. And then they're going to walk with their own cost. But now, if you want to contextualize chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. Well, Paul right now is trying to make a distinction between the Christian and the saint. Chapter 3, chapter. So you can't take chapter 3 and then jump to chapter 9.
Let's deal with this base in Christ that this brother won't deal with. Where do you start right there? Chapter 3, verse 1.
Mm-hmm. And
I, brethren,
could not speak unto you as unto spirit.
See, because you ain't spirit, you just don't understand me.
But as unto carnal.
Carnal.
Even as unto babes
in Christ. Because you still sin, still doing stuff wrong. But you still the same. That was Paul. It contextualized the lesson from that to chapter 13, 14. See, Pat good at manipulating and jumping, trying to make it all feel like the Bible saying something else. But he could have taught them weak, young babes in Christ that have gotten on God and they still living in sin. They carnal minded. Living in sin, doing things contrary to God. That way he ended up in verse 13 and 14 saying, again, if it wasn't going to be good, you yourself would be saved, because you understand the heart condition. Now then he wanna say also, you lose God's spirit. He gave the example of a seal. The Bible claimed to say in Ephesians 4 verse 30, you seal to the day of death. You can't liken what God was like man. Man, he ain't gonna screw man. You can't undo what God do. I want you to get a chance to read Revelation 9. We talk about seeing God come out and look for those that got the marks, the name of their forehead. They will see with the Spirit of God. Revelation 9. I've got enough time to teach that lesson. But the Bible says again, look at what the Bible says. Now, the Holy Ghost, when we really get God's Spirit, Pat would have you to believe that you can live like hell, because we think live like hell, shit, we think you all go to hell anyway. What we are saying is, if you have a mess up in faith in God, God's blood cover you. The blood of Jesus cleans you from all unrighteousness. That's what the Bible says. I need to get in. I have 5 or 10 minutes. But anyway, find me Hebrews 9, verse 22. I got to share that with you. You got something to think on when you go home. And these next baby do eat something, be ready for somebody like Queen. So I know I'll be ready.
Hebrews 9,
verse 22. That's all right.
Verse 22. Yeah. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood.
Old Testament, purged with blood. Why did?
And without shedding of the blood, there's no remission.
No forgiveness of sin. Why did?
It was there necessary.
Yes.
It was therefore necessary.
In Old Testament.
That the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these.
Sacrifice the blood, bulls, and goats, and ram, and all this stuff. Just take what you see. Escape, but look, you know what escape. Keep it in.
But the heavenly things themselves were better sacrifices than these.
The heavenly things were better sacrifices than them goats, and ram, and bulls. Keep reading.
For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands.
He didn't go to church. He didn't go to church being a temple made by hand.
Which are the figures of the truth, but into heaven itself.
That's 1 John chapter 2, 41. We'll get right there.
Now to appear in the presence of God for us, nor yet that he should have offered himself often.
Nor have to keep dying.
As a high priest enters into the holy place every year,
for your sin, keep reading.
For then must he often have sinned since the foundation of the world.
We get what it is.
But now,
once, in the end of time,
has he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice. Put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
He put away sin by sacrificing what? himself. Past, present, and future. God put it away. Outside of God. See, the Old Testament, the priest had to offer every year for you. If you sin, brother, I kill a goat for you. Or you bring a goat, turn it over, I ask God forgive you for your sin. And then escape the Bible, and we bring a goat out in the field, all your sin go with it. But in any time Christ died, one time, put away your sin forever. The Bible said again, and listen, Pam had to believe that you can lose God's Holy Ghost. If God sees you in the Spirit, then God got you. And the Holy Ghost will guide and teach you all truth. That's what the Holy Ghost do. He said, I submit to Pat right now. If Pat ever gets saved with the Holy Ghost, then he gonna come back a new man. And this time right, he's gonna change the whole life. He gonna think about this same week Quinn for 5 years from that. Remember going down that Baptist church and remember the old preachers, and the old preachers talk all this. You remember this stuff. Because Quinn be talking fact. I don't try to remember this, but I tell you what the Bible says. Then what the Bible say, I don't come to no kind. Say Pat didn't. No, the Bible said this. The Bible is clear. You can't lose what God gives you. Again, let me show you something. He quoted you 1 chapter 6, verse the last 2 verses. You bought with the price. That means you if you sin with the body, you every single man do without the body of sin of fornication with the body. Oh, but God won't be fornicated. What does the Bible say? He said you can lose God's spirit. D.
Yes, sir.
Look back at 1 chapter 3. Verse 16, 15, 16. I'm going to read it again. We're going to read the Bible with the Bible. So I ain't manipulating scripture. I ain't trying to fix nothing. I ain't trying to fix nothing for the back of the church Christ. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says.
Verse 16.
Why was that?
Know ye not. That ye are the temple
of God. That you are the temple of God.
And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you.
Dwell in you.
If any man defile the temple
of God, live like hell,
him shall God destroy.
No, God will leave you.
For the temple
of God. Wait a minute, God will leave you. What about it? God will leave you and destroy you.
Destroy you.
He will destroy you. You reap what you sow. He is supposed to reflect itself in the flesh, reap corruption. He never said he'll leave you. What he'll do, he'll destroy you. Your family will be destroyed. If you leave the country and God, you will die. But he never said he will leave you because you will see him with the Holy Spirit of it. Now, I made up.
No, sir.
Now, I made up, Pat. How long is the Holy Spirit upon him? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. How long he got it? Can y'all do what God do?
No, sir.
Who is he going to do what God do? How many of y'all got power to do what God do? The Bible says, if you got God, what happened? You got saints that been sold on shallow ground. They don't come to Bible study, don't come to church, they ain't living on TV, don't ever get a word from on God. Therefore, when the Bible get hit with the word all of a sudden, I ain't never had no religion in the past. I ain't never been saved because I seen it. And Pat said, because he's saying he ain't going to heaven. He can't believe he's saved right now. Come get what? Because he's going to sin. You believe you're saved, Pat? No, you don't believe
you're
saved. No, you don't believe you're saved.
Yes.
Now, how do you believe you're saved when you say you again? You want to say it all the same.
The real problem is with the Baptist.
No, nah, don't take the sermon, you know. I'm not there, Paul. The Bible says, if you believe in eternal salvation, if God promised you salvation, you cannot claim that you're saved now you believe it. Once God saved you, see yourself. Because if you don't walk through your Christian walk, I don't care who you are here, you done did something wrong. I don't care how long you live, you done did something wrong. If y'all would be honest with yourself for a minute, all about here, black or white or red or anybody here, be honest for a little while. You done did some wrong. How many of y'all did some wrong? Gotta get some hands up in here. Gotta get some hands up in here. And through it all, you still say you saved, right?
Absolutely.
So God's grace is sufficient for when I'm weak, he became strong. Thank God for his grace and his. be great at him.
Verses.
Oh boy, that's all y'all. Don't mess with me over here. I'm still out of here, Panther. Look at this, y'all go home. Look at this, neighbor.